Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. We're getting you ready for a huge game Sunday. 49ers at Eagles, Lincoln Financial Field, 1 o'clock. Who better to do it than the greatest coach that ever worked in this city, our good friend Dick Vermeil, who's out of line with us right now. Hi, Dick. How are you? Dave forgot to hit the button. Hi, Dick. Dick, are you there?
I am. How are you doing?
Oh, Dick, we're undefeated. We couldn't be doing better. And you got your first pick right, so we're up and running here this year. How'd you feel about the first game?
I was very impressed. I really, really was. I thought on both sides of the ball, especially after the defense got going. But I was very impressed and excited for the city and the coaches and the organization. I thought everything was so well-defined when you watch them as a football coach like I was and watch a team play. The definition of what they were trying to do with the ball and how they set up their game plan and attack them, I thought was very well done and executed very well, considering it was the first game of the season.
Hey, not just the first game of the season, Dick. For Nick Sirianni, the first game as a head coach in the NFL. How hard is it to do that first game plan when you don't have a frame of reference?
Well, you know, he's not a rookie in terms of coaching. He's been with other coaches that coached their first game, and he's been on that staff. So, you know, I thought he handled it very well. A lot of poise on the sideline. He wasn't ranting and raving and yelling at people. He was just doing his job as a head coach, calling the plays and talking to players and his staff, I'm sure, and headsets. But I just thought he showed the poise of a veteran.
Dick, I'm really curious. This has come up a few times in our – I'd love to get your thoughts on it. Is it an advantage for somebody like Nick Sirianni because his dad was a football coach, two of his older brothers are football coaches, he's basically lived his life with football? Is that a help for somebody who starts as an NFL head coach?
You know, first off, we know it sure as hell won't hurt, you know, so if it doesn't hurt, it helps. I believe it's a real advantage, yeah, for a new coach or anyone in football, if his family were in football, because, you know, you sit around the dinner table, you're talking about things that are going to contribute to your career somewhere down the road as a football coach, regardless of what level. You know, football coaches in high school take their games just as seriously as football coaches in the NFL. I've done it before. I used to get more upset, I think, in losing a high school game in the old days than I did a college game because, you know, it's all relative to the time in your career and what you're doing. And I think it really does help. It adds depth to the meaning of the game. It adds depth to working with players of all age groups and how you interact with people. I think it's a real plus.
All right, Dick, let's break down a little bit what Nick was trying to do on Sunday in Atlanta. First of all, he goes to high percentage short passes early, three in a row to Quez Watkins, a whole bunch to Devontae Smith, establishes that he has got a high percentage of completions, and then once he's established that, he starts pounding the run. Is that a good plan?
I think so, especially with a young quarterback. You build up his confidence and get him going, and then later you start moving the ball downfield. And plus, in their game plan, they must have felt against this football team that was the way to start, regardless of who was playing quarterback. They get to attack them with these wide screens. You know, people are getting better at defensing those kind of bubble screens and those kind of things in recent seasons because you see a lot of them. But Atlanta didn't have real good luck defensing our setup, so that was part of the plan because what they saw in the past, I think, you know, maybe even the preseason games, but it obviously got the starting quarterback off on the right foot, and then you start moving the ball downfield. You know, I think he took advantage of every situation.
Yeah. Now, on defense, it was interesting. They really didn't look good the first two series. They got buried with the run. But clearly, Dick, they made some significant adjustments and ended up really dominating, especially in the second half. What did they do? How did they change things to stop that run?
Well, first thing I think happens to on a defensive football team, especially in the modern game and the modern training camp, the tempo is probably the hottest it's been for those defensive players, with offensive linemen coming off the ball and running backs blocking them and all these other kind of things. And I think it took them a little while to get used to the speed of the game and the combat, you know, the man-to-man combat on the line of scrimmage. And all of a sudden, they stop getting washed down the line of scrimmage on the backside, and they cut off the cutbacks and those kind of things. But I think, number one, they get used to combat, you know, and really get going and some people use the rhythm, but to me, I think it's just the mental set of mind that, God, this is a lot different than training camp, even against other teams. This is war. And I think they just gradually got into the flow of the game physically and mentally more that way. And then, of course, the adjustments with the scheme and that kind of stuff. But there were no glaring different. You know, you don't just change a whole defense all at once. I think mentally they got much tougher and got into the scheme, and then probably some adjustments with maybe some different linebacker dogs or blitzes and these kind of things. But I know in watching both teams play, because I have a little computer, I can go back and run it just like coaches can on the sideline and study them. I think everybody just kept getting more physical as they played the game.
That's great. All right, now, Dick, Jalen Hurts, I'm kind of segueing now to the Niners in the game on Sunday. Jalen Hurts showed us a glimpse of what he could do just running the ball, just pulling it in and going downfield with it. How much harder is it for a defensive coach to plan when a quarterback has that kind of mobility?
Well, it's difficult. First off, you're not going to shut him down. I thought he jumped out of the pocket a couple times a little bit early, and he'll eventually probably gain more confidence in the offensive line. Because remember, he played the last few games last year behind an injured offensive line. So it's going to take him a real long, maybe a few more games, to feel totally secure in the pocket in comparison to last year. But the offensive line gave him so much more time to perform. Right. But from a defensive standpoint, when you've got a guy like that, it just drives you crazy. I can remember just hitting Roger Staubach, because you'd think you'd have him beat or anything like that, or you'd have him surrounded in the – and all of a sudden he'd come out of there with a ball in his hand, make a big play. And Jay Hurts makes it look so easy.
Yeah.
You know, he never looks frantic when he does it. If you notice how smooth he is coming out of there, and it wasn't planned. It's an impromptu play after he gets out of the pocket. And then I'm sure they work on those kind of plays once he gets out of the pocket to certain adjustments you make as the quarterback comes out of there. And he looked very poised in doing that. I've seen quarterback coming out and running, and they're thinking about the guy chasing him, throwing the ball down the field. And he looked awfully poised in that situation, and he threw the ball accurately.
One thing has impressed me about Sirianni. He's got a lot of veterans on a team. Some of these guys want a Super Bowl. They're on board. He got them on board. They already believe in a rookie coach who really they didn't know much about before this year. How hard is that to do, Dick?
I think it's difficult, you know, and it takes time to build the trust in any kind of relationship. And once they buy in, the trust gets deeper and the confidence grows in the decisions made by the leadership. It really helps. And he's starting out very fast, I think. And that's a positive for the 49ers and their decision to hire him. So I was impressed. I'll tell you this, I gained confidence in it.
All right, Dick. Before we have your prediction, most of these people are going to be at the game at the Link on Sunday. Haven't been to an Eagles game in 2 years. And we think it's going to be an even more electrified atmosphere. How much of a help is a Philadelphia crowd in a big game like Sunday?
Oh, I think it's going to be huge. I really, really do. I think it's going to be bigger than it's been in years, other than maybe like a playoff game. Because, you know, like you just said, they haven't seen their team play in a long time, really, in person. And even more importantly, the team hasn't played in front of their home crowd in a while. So I think it's going to make a big difference. And I think it's going to give us the edge. That's why I believe we'll beat them. My computer says they'll beat them by 3. And I hope they're right. But see, the stats now only take into one game stats and then so many games from last season. So they're not very, you can't rely on them. But I can't picture the 49ers. I think they're a good football team. I can't picture them coming into Philadelphia, staying on the road the whole week from what I understand,
yes,
and coming in to Philadelphia and beating the Eagles, unless the Eagles just turn the ball over and make some mistakes. I don't see that happening.
Dick Vermeil predicting an Eagles victory. Dick will be 2-0, as will the Eagles on Sunday. And everybody out there, if you live in Pennsylvania or Jersey, you can get the amazing Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home. Go to vermeilwines.com for the coach's entire wide selection. We'll be celebrating with Vermeil wine about 5 o'clock on Sunday, Dick.
I hope so.
Dick, great talking with you. Talk again next week.